This is Ted Kennedy. The United States should wake up, smell the coffee, and stop testing nuclear weapons. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the Berlin Wall's down, the Soviet Union's gone, the Cold War's over. The time's ripe for a major step to halt the arms race by stopping nuclear tests. We don't need to test because we don't need to develop more nukes. The real danger today comes from continuing the arms race because it encourages other nations to go nuclear too. Last month, China conducted its largest underground nuclear test ever. How can we criticize China when we're testing too? Russia and France have announced moratoriums on testing. So should the United States. The end of the Cold War gives us a unique window of opportunity to halt the arms race. The House of Representatives has just voted to end nuclear tests. Urge the Bush administration to go along, Al. Do you want a new world order or a nuclear world order?
Well, gee, Ted, if we were only to stop nuclear testing, then maybe Saddam Hussein, North Korea, and China will say, we give up and stop cranking out nuclear weapons. Ted, you're in Wonderland. You need to come back to the real world where it isn't quite as simple as you ideologues dream it is. Ted, we've already chopped back nuclear testing to the lowest level since the early 50s. If we were to put a total halt to testing, the confidence in our nuclear deterrent would wear away with time, and this nation should never accept a weakened nuclear force. Ted, many of these 30,000 awesome destructive devices are still aimed at those right on our own soil, many in Wyoming. But even more frightening, some have even been sold away to other foreign countries. Ted, you may want to risk our nation's future on a wish, but most sensible Americans will sleep much better tonight knowing well that nothing will be left to chance on this one. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on Democrats doing anything to further their own partisan political agenda, even rigging the U.S. Constitution. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.